Daily Rest, Thursday, May 25th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Resurrection Evangelism. But God raised him from the dead. He was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. Acts 13, verses 30 through 32. A Resurrection Testimonial, Part 1. The conversion of the persecutor Saul into the apostle Paul is well known to most of us. God called Paul a chosen vessel of his, whom he would use to proclaim his name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. Our devotion for today and tomorrow is a portion of the Apostle Paul's first recorded sermon. He delivered it in the synagogue at Antioch in Pisidia near the beginning of his first missionary journey. Paul was invited by the synagogue rulers to speak to the congregation. What would he talk about? What would he say to his fellow Jews? There was no question. He spoke of Christ crucified and risen again, emphasizing especially the resurrection. In the first portion of his sermon, Paul retold the history of the Jewish people from the time of Moses and their deliverance from Egypt through the 40 years of wandering. He reviewed the years of the judges and kings Saul and David. Then he declared, "From this man's seed," that is from David's seed, "according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus." Acts 13, verse 23. Paul then showed how God's gracious purpose was carried out through the evil actions of the unbelieving Jews who rejected and condemned Jesus, even though they found no cause for death in him. Sinful people killed Jesus, but God raised him from the dead. In so doing, the Father accepted his Son's sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. We need never doubt. The resurrection proves Jesus is God's Son, who redeemed us from all our sins and also assures us of a resurrection to eternal life on Judgment Day. Jesus' resurrection is the foundational fact on which we base our faith and mission proclamation. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Holy Spirit, move our hearts to proclaim the crucified and risen Lord to those whom we meet. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.